I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
It's a mixture of Baroque art music and folk music that was heard at the time. And we're concentrating on music from the British Isles. That's why we call it Dancing in the Isles, spelled I-S-L-E-S.
That's Musica Pacifica recorder player Judith Linsenberg. It's actually the second Dancing in the Isles program they've put together, since there's no shortage of material.
This was a long and arduous process, actually. I play for English country dances, and there's so much repertoire, and there were so many dances that I loved that I had a really hard time winnowing them down to five, I think, we have in this program.
Likewise, the Scottish and Irish selections. Here's violinist Elizabeth Blumenstock.
There's hundreds and hundreds of tunes, hundreds. And, you know, you want to give them all a chance, so you find yourself spending your free time day after day after day. And you find that, you know, not all of them are great, and some of them are just wonderful.
With the other members of Musica Pacifica, harpsichordist Charles Sherman and Shirley Hunt on the Baroque cello and viola da gamba, they'll be joined by percussionist John Luce for these Bay Area performances. Judith Linsenberg says the folk half of the program's repertoire requires a slightly different approach to playing the recorder.
I guess I'm not so much thinking differently as allowing myself a little bit more latitude to have little slurpy things, maybe. I mean, it's sort of in the style in the Scottish and the Irish tunes, and I'm playing whistle in several of those, and most of the whistle players I've heard do not have the crisp articulation that I'm used to using on the recorder, so it seems to be okay and part of the style.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.